I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers want to improve how public schools integrate digital learning in and outside of the classroom. A report released today highlights priorities and says combining technology with traditional teaching improves test scores and engages students. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The term is called blended learning. It's a combination of in-person instruction and online learning. Judy Perez is the founder of the iLearn Collaborative. She says she created the effort 4 years ago after her sons needed to be more challenged in school.
We're talking about leveraging technology for instructional practice. That's almost foreign to most teachers that we work with. It's more than just using an app or accessing a website when I'm home doing my homework.
The top priority for the state to fully implement the program is training teachers on how to get the most out of technology to help students. Another hurdle is making sure students have laptops and iPads they can bring home. The report also says close to 400,000 students don't have enough internet access to participate. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
John Elway has agreed to a new 5-year contract with the Denver Broncos. Elway was set to enter the final year of his contract as GM and Executive Vice President of Football Operations before agreeing to the extension through 2021. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.